Welcome to the Grey People Podcast, episode 17.
Welcome to the Grey People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Grey People Podcast. Yeah, episode 17, we're back. We got a good episode for you guys today. We're missing Sebastian again, but we're hoping to have him, it's going to be another 2 weeks before he gets back.
Yeah, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's here in spirit.
He is. So, so we're doing episode 17 today. We're going to talk about the do's and don'ts of first dates. So we want to get into some good conversation, see if we can get into some of the gray areas when it comes to going out on dates.
You know what I thought of, though? This conversation, we have to go by memory because, I don't know about you guys, but it's been a while since I've been on a first date.
I had a first date last week.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's true. It's been a minute, so we're going to have to do it based off.
So we
You better know exactly how long it's been, Randy.
It's been about 7 years. No, okay, I think if we just focus on, things that we would want or wouldn't hypothetically, right, if we weren't on the happy relationships that we're in.
Nice save.
Yeah, right? No, but if hypothetically we were single, and I guess it would have to just kind of be how you want to be treated or some things you would want to do or you wouldn't want to do on first dates.
I got you.
And all that good stuff, so.
The do's and don'ts. Let's see. I'm going to start off with a don't. I would appreciate, and I don't think it should be the first thing that you do, but don't take me to a movie on the first date.
Damn. That's
like
my go-to.
How do you get to know somebody if you're in a dark room, supposed to be quiet?
The best way to get to know somebody is through their body.
Oh, you just want to stick your tongue down somebody's throat, so.
At the movies? I'm trying to focus on the show.
Oh, I thought you said I'm trying to fuck. I'm trying to fuck. That's what I hear. No, cool. No, but I think that's a good point. You know what I mean? And it's you want to get to know each other. For me, I don't think a movie is a bad thing. I think you could do
you're
with
more,
other things.
You're more like I'm just wondering how quiet this bitch can be for how long. If you take it to the movie, right?
So you're testing her on the first date. Yeah.
It's like, let's see how cozy she tries to get. Let's see if she's a if she tries to, get close to me and then she can be quiet.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to need that when I'm playing Battlefield. I'm going to need you to be quiet.
Yeah, because if the girl's like, I wasn't quiet from the first time. Well, actually, he was quiet for 2 good hours. I'm going to need that here now.
He's like, remember when we watched Titanic? I'm going to need that.
Yeah, see if she's going to eat popcorn, with her mouth open or not.
She's going to chew
through a movie, because you can really hear that because everything's quiet.
Like, excuse me, can I have a number?
Can
I have it?
Hey, yo, bitch.
Hey, yo, bitch. No, but I think for me, one thing when it comes to dates, I think a movie's fine. Now, if you do all the things with it, not just the movie, not like, I'm going to pick you up at 8, the movie's at 8:30, and I'm going to drop you off after we're done. Like,
you literally have no conversation with the person.
Yeah, but
I hope you're not talking through the entire movie.
I don't know, but maybe you go get some ice cream, and then there's a movie in between, and then you... Shit, okay.
A first date is the first impression, though. I feel like we're missing that aspect. Like, the first date is your first impression, so you should really, I wouldn't say go all out, but at least, show your personality through the activity that you want to do.
I think here's a big thing about dating. I think we put on that fake personality. So it's all about, let me take you to a fancy restaurant. Let me take you to, let's go skydiving. I planned this whole activity.
Let's bring you to a podcast.
No, but you know what I mean?
Is Olive Garden considered a fancy restaurant?
I heard that Olive Garden is like the McDonald's of Italian food. I don't know.
Oh, no, I believe that. It's garbage. Well, unless Olive Garden's trying to sponsor us.
Take someone to Olive Garden?
No, if anything... People trying to take me to Olive Garden.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm looking at one
right
now.
Is that buy one, take one home deal?
Oh, I know. Hey, that feels really good. The
unlimited
really good.
Breadsticks.
Yeah, that's
see
actually
how much you eat.
The soup and salad's official.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, wait a minute, then, real quick. What was your first date like with Randy?
Well, our first interaction or our first official date?
A date, official date.
Okay, so
I'm going to take you on a date.
The first official date was actually very thoughtful. he knew that I loved penguins, and he actually took me to the aquarium. And I saw penguins. He, you know, there were some things that could have been better. For example, he did promise me that I was going to pet a penguin.
I never said you're going to pet the, I said, let's go look at the penguins.
For whatever reason, it did not happen. He literally took me to the, at the time where everybody was going into the room to start petting the penguins. And he's like, sorry, I didn't get that. That part of this whole thing. No, so, check this out. So he let me see everybody else pet the damn penguins but me.
No,
but
no.
It was a good thought, you know, that he knew that I really liked it.
This is
and
where...
then he bought me a stuffed penguin and we named it Ratata.
So here's the thing, and here's what the
Ratata el pingüino.
Here's where the misunderstanding was. It was, I don't know if you guys, I mean, for any of you guys that live here in Utah, if you ever went to a living aquarium when it was up on 106 South and all the way up there, like 13th East.
Oh, just to throw that out there, I met Sean that day.
It was the day you met Sean.
It was the day I met Sean.
No, but.
I think you got that confused. I met you at night.
No, it was after the day. It was after the whole thing.
I was wearing those pink covers.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
So we go to the aquarium, and I knew the penguins were like a new attraction, but I've been there a million times because I had a friend that worked there. So we go to the aquarium, and then I'm like, yo, like, if it's cool, like, it was like $20 to put the penguins, but it was this, it was this little ass room where, like, dude, like, you might as well just be.
You killed my dreams for $20.
No, it wasn't even, like, worth it. It was just, like,
for you,
it looked uncomfortable.
So, Randy, you care about penguins? I do.
So then real quick, Randy, was it worth saving the $20 now?
I think so. I think it was, no.
To this day,
shit,
it's worth it.
Yes. For what it was.
Like, she only remembers when the conversation
just,
is brought up.
It just didn't look like anything. And I don't, from what I don't remember promising no petting of no penguins.
You did.
I remember saying, hey, I'm going to take you to go look at the penguins.
Pet.
I didn't know that was an option, to be honest. Before we went there, I didn't know that you could pet. I've never gone there and pet a fucking shark. You know, I didn't know there was a
stingray
penguin petting option. But when we got there, I don't think it was going to be worth $20. But anyways.
But anyways, let's go back to the topic. He did actually personalize it to something that I would enjoy. So I do appreciate that. You know, that was
so
something
was it,
that stood out to me.
So it wasn't a movie? That,
no, it
was
not a
you
movie.
Said, okay, so... Randy, why would you take a girl to the movie on your first date?
I don't think it would be, like, my first choice, but I don't think it's a bad choice. You know what I mean? Like, I think if you wanted to take a girl to a movie, that's fine. I mean, maybe, again, like I said, not just the movie. Something else. Something more intimate first or after. You know what I mean? But
yeah.
Hopefully before, so that she's not thinking at the movie, like, yo, is this shit? Is this it? Like, you know what I mean? Hopefully something that you can get to know her a little bit, talk maybe.
All right, so Rina said what she wouldn't want, the don't take me to a movie.
Yeah.
What's a don't for you, Randy?
I think a don't for me is, I think anything in the sense of, I don't know, for me, like I'm picky with food, right? I don't eat a lot of things. I'm very picky with what I actually eat.
Yeah, so and DR is very selective.
It is. We have a lot of options out there. For, no, but I think it's the whole... You know, let's say you take me, oh, I'm going to take you to the sushi bar. It's like, we're going to make
well,
sushi. And then,
know you.
Exactly. Then don't take me to no make no damn sushi. And I don't fucking give a fuck about sushi. You know?
So if it's a surprise, obviously it's already
yeah.
a don't. But if it's a surprise and they take you in there.
The person shouldn't
you
know
act?
Yet.
Are you just
gonna
be like,
that's
you know
when
what?
You get
I,
to know.
He's like,
I think
this
I'm
is a really
like,
nice thing, but.
Yeah, I think I'll do it. But I think here's the thing, I guess. Before we get to that point, I hope that you know me a little bit more. I sound like a bitch right now, but I'm saying, I hope you know me a little bit and you get to know my feelings.
My ins and outs?
No, but I'm saying, like, hopefully you don't take me to, like, I don't know, something like that where it's like, okay, like, I'm not enjoying this. This is for you, not for me. No, if you know me, right, I like, you know, maybe more like...
Chicken.
No, but, like, you know, maybe we're going to go, like... For example, I love, like, adrenaline things. Maybe take me to, like, a K-1 type of thing where
oh,
we're going to go race cars.
How much money do you think people be spending on
shit, you? If you want fucking $20 for another petting penguins.
$20 versus 60?
No, you can go right around the cars for $20, $30.
I'll just drive you in the parking lot.
Oh.
No, but anyways.
On the first date, right now?
I said drive, not ride.
Hey, you can still drive while you're riding. I don't know what you mean.
No, but yeah.
That's
anyways.
One of the don'ts. Don't be doing that on the first date.
That would be for me. Like, if you take me to something that's, like, this is clearly for you. You want to take me to some painting class, some shit that's like, I don't know, girly, like super romantic for you. You know what I mean? Like, it just is not for me. Like, so I guess get to know me, do something that I'm going to appreciate. What about you? What's something that you wouldn't want? Like,
let's see. I personally, I don't want to be out in public.
What do you mean? So take you to a fucking dark room for a day?
Where is this day happening? In your room?
It could, you know, because, see, this is how I think of it. I think if you could just drive around with the person for a little while and maybe go to a nice little spot that you could just oversee like something.
The canyon.
For the first day, yeah.
And then get it in up there in the canyon.
Something.
For the first date, guys. I think you're missing that.
Maybe a little bit of pocket pool. Nothing crazy. No, I'm just kidding. No, to be honest, driving around for me is a do, not a don't.
I love driving around.
I don't want to be in public with you, because if people see me, then they're like, oh, who's this person? Is this a girl? We're actually on our first date. And then she might feel some type of way. Because I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm gonna be like, this ain't my bitch.
He's like, this bitch, I don't know.
Did you want her? She was actually boring at the moment.
5 o'clock.
No, but yeah. So
someone come up with some BS. Like, yo, I thought you were hanging out with this girl. And
you know, because some people ain't, you know, some people are going to just say things. And you're like, bitch, you just threw a bunch of salt on this little trail I had going on. And I didn't want that. But yeah, so I don't want to be really in public. Don't get me wrong, you're gonna be around people, right?
Yeah.
So but I don't want to be walking around. Yeah, the movies, the mall, a sit down place. No. If it's a sit down place, it better be a place that no one really goes to.
So like a nice like candlelight dinner.
I thought you just want to get lost in the forest and.
Well, but I can see that maybe like so as intimate as just the two of you. Not you don't have to deal with like oh this person knows me or this person like.
I feel like it's good for like a second or a third date, but the first one?
Yeah, the first one, because I personally ain't no creep, so I don't have to worry about kidnapping a bitch or something. That's why I want to be all private. I'm hoping she's like that. She ain't going to be all kidnappy. But yeah, you know, something quiet so I get to know the person, because why go on a second and third date and waste my time?
I guess that's true. I mean, if you're trying to get to know the person, then something to get to know the person. Even like you say, maybe it doesn't have to be all complicated and spending money and things. Like, drive around, let's talk a little, let's park somewhere, talk a little bit.
Yeah, because at least with Janet, I remember our first date, honestly, I think we went to the bar. We didn't even drink alcohol. I think we just went to the bar to be in the atmosphere for a second. And then we literally drove around, listened to music, chilled and talked. If I remember correctly, that's how it went down. I'm looking over at her.
Did she approve?
I think so.
Yeah, she remembered. That's how it happened.
And I think that's how it kind of went down, because we just talked. I didn't want to, don't get me wrong, you know, you guys know me. I love my drink. But at that time, I was like, I don't want to get drunk around her already.
Yeah, that's not true. You know what
I mean? Well, not even drunk, but tipsy. But I can still be feeling myself. But I was like, you know, I'm just, for some reason, I was like, I'm going to have a sober night. Yeah. Weird, right?
And at that age, we were 22?
Yeah, 22. But hey, you know,
talking about being
my livers have been gone for about 10 years, so it don't matter. but we drove around, listened to music, you know, and after that, there was a second, third, fourth, you know, obviously until now, and that's personally, I don't mind playing that role.
I like that.
Because you know, when you're probably getting impressed, oh yeah, I'm with this girl, hey, you know, it's almost like a game.
I'm talking about that, right? The whole impressing somebody, right? I think we. Why is that? Why do we, like, when you first meet somebody, you're first hanging out with somebody, it's got to be, like, so I don't know, like, that all that extra pressure to be, like, the best date, the first, you know, the best Dominican nigga she gonna meet. I don't know. Like, it just...
I'm sure that's nobody's concern.
No, it is. I think, too, like, for the first...
I'm sure no one's thinking, damn, this better be the best Dominican...
This better be the best goddamn salami I've had in a long time. Shit.
You never know. I'm saying, of course, that's just a random example. No, but I'm saying, like, I think we put on this facade of, like, you know, I go to fancy restaurants, yeah. and I love art, and I'm going to take you to my favorite spot to look at the stars. Bitch, you've been there once.
Yeah.
You know, you were...
That's like that episode from Friends when... Joey didn't know anything about the museum, remember?
No, it's like exactly like that, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I'm gonna take you to this nice museum, and like, you wanna act like that's your life, and it's not. Like, it's just.
I don't think I ever went out with anyone on a first day that was like that excessive as far as faking it till you make it. Maybe that's just out here, because again, when I think of like first date, I think about just one person. Like, I'm not, I guess. Getting like first dates with multiple people, because I know people out here. I feel like there's like a big like what's the word like misunderstanding.
Culture difference.
Yeah, like a culture difference as far as like dating. Like for me, I'm more of the person back then where I would just, I guess, go out with someone and then just go into a relationship. But out here, obviously, there's people that just date different people every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess the culture.
When you're dating that many people every weekend, I'm sure you're kind of like, oh, boring. Oh, yeah, that one actually stood out. And then you continue to do that one.
I don't know. Like, again, I don't know if this has got anything to do with, like, the culture out here in Utah, or I don't know if it's like an American thing, but I did notice that very early when I first moved to the States. You know, I was 17, right? So then I started working at this pizza place, and then
Little Caesars.
Yeah, like, I think you mentioned that earlier in our podcast, like a while
ago. Well, I just don't want to give them free promo, but if you want to sponsor us.
Yeah.
No, but anyway, so I first started working, right? And so you start kind of hanging out with girls around your age or whatever, and then you kind of like, oh, I like you. Oh, yeah. And, you know, you kind of make plans, right? Oh, we're going to hang out. And then you hang out. And for me, it was very kind of like hard to swallow when it was like, what do you mean you're going to go hang out with somebody else? Oh, no. Like, yeah, we're just dating, right? We're just like nothing. We're not exclusive. I'm like, bitch, I thought the moment you said you were going to go out with me, we just became exclusive. Like, I don't know.
Well, I knew I wasn't going to be exclusive with anybody when I was like...
No, but hold on. And maybe I'm exaggerating. Not like the exclusive in the sense of like, yo, I'm
but you
the
want
one
a proper
only.
Date. So you were like, okay, so we're going to do this
again.
Yeah,
like, this is a thing. Until, yeah,
like you're only dating one person.
Yeah, I'm not thinking like, yo, you're going to hang out with me Friday night. See, and you already lined up Saturday and Sunday with some other niggas. Like,
No. I assumed women were doing that.
Really?
I was.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe because you
guys,
grew up
but
here.
No,
could that be? I don't know. Because, I mean, you grew up here. You went to school here.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you saw a little bit more in the... Like, the people, like, that was a thing. For me,
that's
not
a thing in Puerto Rico.
No, I just don't put nothing past a woman.
I guess that's a different point. No, because for me, like, I always felt like, for example, in Dominican Republic, and again, going back to the happy place, I'm just kidding. No, but back in Dominican Republic, right, you meet a girl, and you get do the whole flirting thing, right? And you're like, oh, like, she likes me, and I like her, and, you know, there's this thing. And maybe, like, you're hanging out, you make out, that's almost... without
you're, like,
putting a title,
the relationship
yeah, there. That's almost like might as well sign a contract. Like we made out, you with me now.
Yo, you know what's crazy about that? Now that you bring that up, maybe that's why I never really kiss girls. I'm serious. Like I was liable. I was probably going to bed with the girl before kissing her.
That's crazy.
For real. I don't know. It's weird, but I think a kiss is more sentimental.
I guess, like, taking her to the door and making out.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, if you're kissing a girl, you know, you're giving her everything, you know, from your mouth,
it's like
right?
an experience.
Yeah. Why don't we just fuck? I don't need to kiss you. I don't need to kiss you. Like, I ain't trying to be all buddy-buddy.
I'll kiss you in the process.
Before yeah, you know, if I start liking you more, I guess I'll kiss you, you know, on your cheek and shit. But no, I'd rather...
I'll kiss you everywhere else.
No,
everywhere else.
And I don't know, just for me, it was like a big... difference. Like, I just started hanging out with these girls out here. And of course, you know, before I got into the Hispanic type of like vibe, right, going out clubbing, dancing, all of these things, I wasn't really hanging out with a lot of Hispanic girls. So, you know, of course, it was like white girls that I was hanging out with. And it was just like very different. Like for me, I feel like, yo, like you came to my house. We made out for 2 hours last night and before you had to go because you're...
You and Becky?
No, because you like, you know, it was like, for lack of a better term, like, you know, church girls or whatever. So when things would get a little heated.
Oh, I used to love church girls.
Yeah, for real. No, but like when,
oh my gosh.
But when things get a little heated, you know, they get all saint on you and be like, oh, I gotta go. Like,
oh no, yeah, they sure know how to go on their knees and pray. I know
for real. No, but you know, in the end, it's just like, then I was like, okay, well, you know, we made out. This is like, I think she likes me, I like her. And then like, be like, oh, you hanging out with Justin tomorrow? Like,
Justin?
What the fuck? I'm just like, white dude, you know, I don't know. Or whatever, you know.
I fit you in with a white shirt and a tie.
Exactly.
Justin.
Right name, right person. No, but I'm just saying, like, that was a big difference. And then later on, I guess, as I started hanging out more with, like, Latinas, then it was more like what I'm used to, which is like, yo, we started hanging out.
More playing around.
And it's almost like.
Oh. Except one.
No, but
we not gonna name no names.
Even without.
She got that whole thing very confused.
No, but even without, like, having like the conversation like you're my girlfriend, I'm your boyfriend, like it was like, yo, if I showed up at somewhere like at the club and you're there, like you're with me now, like you're gonna, like we're gonna be here together, like it's not like, oh, like I'm over here with these dudes, like let me be, like it was just, I don't know, it's just like,
yeah, no, that's kind of like how Jana was, I think, because there was this concert and I don't think it was official yet, But when I saw her, she's like, oh, dang, come over here.
It was in Sato and Patio.
No. It was the other one. No, it was Plan B, actually. The one that went to. Were you there?
Yeah, I went to Plan B.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so also, you know, we see her, or I saw her or whatever, and she's like, oh, let me get you a drink real quick. I thought she was just going to buy you one. Really, this guy bought her a drink, and she gave me the drink. I was like, oh, thanks. I was like, my girl over here pulling moves and shit. Like, guy looking at me, drinking the drink he got. I'm like, thanks, man.
He's like, you know, thanks for the AMF. I appreciate it.
Yeah, like, hey, man. But,
Raina, how did you know I like martinis?
Wow.
Yeah, Raina, what about you? What's a do?
A do on the first date. I feel like a do for me is very important for the person to also talk. Because I feel like in a lot of first dates, there's always one person, like, asking all the questions. So you pretty much just find out about one person. Mm-hmm. And then the other one never says anything. So you just leave the day like, okay, who the fuck is this?
So have
a two-way conversation.
I went out with so-and-so last night. How was he? He's nice. So where's he from? I don't know. I couldn't tell.
So I feel like, yeah, like...
Well, let me ask you, now, just, I had a thought when it comes to that. What if it's, like, to the extreme, like, it's first date, and this dude is like, yo, here's my mom, this is my grandma, like, I want you to meet my family.
Where are we going?
Damn. No, I don't know, maybe, like, on the way. 1930s. No, I don't know, maybe, I picture, like, maybe, like, let's say he's got some activity planned, but then he's like, yo, I'm gonna go pick you up, I just gotta go home real quick and grab something, and, like, he tells you, hey, get off. Get up, let me show you.
My ass is thin in that car.
I want to show you my grandma, my, you know, this is, I'm all about my family. No. That's too much?
Hell yeah.
So that's a don't for Randy.
That's a definitely don't. Is that a like, do for you, then, nobody. Randy? I barely just met you. Why do I have to meet your
so
whole
this is how I look at it.
Ancestry?
I look at it like...
She's like, I know I'm going to eventually hate you. I don't want to hate more people.
No, it's just meeting people. For me, I guess it's natural to meet people, so... I wouldn't take it beyond that. It's just like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. It doesn't have to be like, yo, this is official now because I just met the mom. No, I just met the mom. Like, let's move on and we'll see. And if I don't ever come around the house ever again, then I'm okay with that.
I think the majority of girls think what Raina's thinking. Like, oh, if I meet the parents, that means you're trying to get somewhere. And obviously they just want to play around.
Or you're a loser and you just need to, like, show somebody up like, hey, mom. I do have someone. And I don't know what the fuck this is.
I brought a vagina over.
This is Raina. It's she's real attached too. To the vagina. No, I don't know. For me, it's just, it's a normal thing. It's almost like you just meeting somebody that it's in that person's life. It doesn't mean nothing. Like, I won't go farther to cut you off the next day. If I don't like you, I don't like you.
Another do.
What's a do?
Please smell good. You cannot be showing up on these first dates. No te habías bañado la noche anterior, like sudado, sin peinarte, like come on.
I don't know. Shower. I'm pretty musty on my first date.
Please shower. Please wear deodorant.
I gotta set the stage. I'd be like, you know what? I'm a freak, and I'm gonna show you. Smell me.
I'm gonna show you who I am.
I'm just kidding. Bro. No, I agree.
She's like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm Sean. Smell me.
No.
Nah, that's why kidding. I wore no makeup.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. Yeah. My first couple of days with my girl, she didn't wear no makeup. Thank God. Good. I think that's refreshing. Because now I know this is the worst you can look.
It's not the it's worst. It's
the worst you can look.
No, I think it's natural look.
And
it's
the worst look is really good. So
honestly, I can guarantee it probably wasn't like she just rolled out of bed all like crazy hair and shit.
Oh, no, there was times, man.
On your first date?
On the first date, but so, a couple after, that's still pretty cool.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, as far as, like, the worst she could look a lot worse.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Damn, Randy. Right.
No, anybody. Sorry, I'm just...
He's not like, Janet. You, right? Let me make it a point. Janet can look worse, is what you're trying to say.
No, I'm saying Janet is obviously a great-looking girl. I'm just saying, in the sense of being the worst you can look, I mean, there's way worse.
Yeah, I thought Jen was gonna adult nap my ass. I was like,
adult
okay,
nap?
Adult nap my ass. Cause I was like, she's not wearing much makeup. She's keeping a low profile.
Is that she gonna?
Cause you know her ID is gonna show her with makeup. So Pops ain't gonna be like, oh, this is a different bitch. I don't know about this one. This one like, looks prettier than this one.
He's like, she gonna take me somewhere to like sell my organs and shit.
Yeah, the ID says $120. I don't know. She looks like $120.
What were some dudes that you remember about our first date? Let's switch it up a little bit and see if you remember any dudes.
Some dudes from our first date?
He's like, I remember some don'ts.
Like some... Yeah. Hold on. Sorry. I guess I'm still trying to clarify. Some dudes from our first date.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, I honestly... for me, big thing, and I think we talked about this before, but family and friends is big for me. So I just think even like, for example, we went to the aquarium, we had a nice date and all this, right? But then the next thing was, oh, we're going to go, actually, we're going to your apartment, to Sean's apartment. So it was like, yo, we're going to go, my friends, we're going to go hang out. And I think just the fact that you were open to that, you know, it wasn't like, well, I don't want to hang out with your friends. That would have been like a big red flag for me from the beginning if it was like, oh, man, I don't want to hang out with your friends, or I don't want to hang out with your people. Like, why can't it just be me and you, or whatever the case is? And I'm all for that. But it just, I think that would have been a red flag if it wasn't like, I'm not trying to hang out with your friends. So, I don't know. That was
big. Yeah, you didn't even ask. You just brought a girl.
I just showed up.
Yeah, I was like,
yo. Yo, man. You did worse to me, though. I'm just kidding. You never did. Like, but it sounds like something you would do, right?
I know. I'm like, wait.
Shit, did I really? No, but I don't know.
What about you, Raina? What's the dude that Randy did for you?
Oh, just taking me to the aquarium.
And fucked you over the penguins.
I know. Oh, my God. But the thought was okay.
The thought was great.
So is that the only thing? Like, damn, that was the only thing on your date?
Shit, I could have done that on a YouTube video. Here's some fucking penguins.
Well, back then, he would open the door for me.
But I'm talking about the first date. The only thing he did right on the first date was take you to the aquarium.
No, he opened the door for me on the first date.
Does he still do that, though?
No.
Okay. Maybe this podcast
I do this. Beep, beep.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll be in the car and do the whole opening I'll from open the inside them. And oh, you know, just open it that way.
That's nice. That's right. Nice. It's a gesture.
That is it. Hey, you have to stretch for that. You know.
No, actually, it's funny. I try to be a little bit more gentleman, like here and there, but then like I forget because I'm just kind of used to not doing it, and then I'm in like, oh fuck, like here she comes. I don't have time to go around, so I try to open it from inside.
You'd be funny if you drove off. Just said, fuck it, I'm just not a gentleman today.
What was
all right, what else did we do on the
first day? He opened the door for you. He took you to the aquarium.
Eat, of course. I don't remember where we went to eat.
I think we went to the mall. Because that's where we met Sebastian or something.
See,
no,
Sebastian
was at Sean's apartment.
Randy, you can never take me on a date. I don't want to go to no goddamn mall.
Oh, we went to the mall party to eat or something.
I would take Sean to... where would I take Sean? To a liquor store.
To a liquor store.
To a liquor store
and
hookers.
Yeah.
First day, I
told you
over.
I don't want to be a place where everyone's social. And you're going to take me to a liquor store.
That's the social place, a liquor store.
Nah, you got the drunk motherfuckers always say, hey, what are you like?
Do you barely like talk to anybody? I've had
the
like,
cashier. Oh, what are you getting into tonight? Shut the fuck
as
up.
Many times as, I've been, as many times as I've been to a liquor store, I probably had in total half of a conversation in there. Like, I guess no one ever talks to me, but maybe it's a different experience for you.
You do have that image.
Yeah.
He's like, probably going to get some bitches drunk.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're underage.
Another don't. Why am I keep thinking about don'ts? I should probably come up with some do's.
Yeah, what's some
don'ts? Talk about some don'ts. It's fine. Let's see what are don'ts.
Like, don't bring up past relationships or past whatever they were. We don't want to hear about your ex-girlfriend.
I mean, I think I did. I was like, man, my ex a bitch.
Well, I asked.
Yeah, well, yeah, unless it's obviously, like, a question, but don't just out of nowhere be like, ah.
Oh, hey,
No. But if you do respond, you got to make it kind of negative, but not too negative. So it's like, you know, my ex, she a bitch.
Yeah, you can't be bashing on your ex.
Fuck it. We all do something. You know, we all do things, right?
She a bitch, but
anyways,
she a nice bitch. She wasn't that bad of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm sure she's not that bad of a bitch now. She probably learned her lesson, hopefully. I think we could all change, don't you?
I think that's a big one. I think a lot of people, why do people think, I mean, I guess, hold on, let me take that back. Let me ask a different way. So if you were on a date and some dude brought up like the ex or whatever, do you take that as like they're not over the ex, or it's just like, or do you feel like maybe
what's
they're just
the
not a good
need? Like, why is it being brought up? Are you comparing? Or
well,
you...
what if the person's not a good conversationalist and
like,
it's just
you look
like
a
it's
lot
hard.
Like my ex.
Oh my gosh, I'm if I'm worried, like I'm like erase my number, my name, my everything from your mind.
No, it's just like I think about it, right? Like a lot of us are probably smooth talking or whatever, like can keep up a conversation. But I almost picture somebody. What if you don't? You're not good at having conversation, and then you're like, you know, you're talking about shit, birds, and you're like, yo, yeah, my ex had a bird, and
about your ex or that dumb bird.
I think depending on how the conversation went and how personable you are and how smooth you are, because you could be like this. Hey, you know what? I know this is something you're not supposed to do, but I just want to let you know you're like you're like a fresh fucking air right now compared to what I was dealing with about a couple months ago.
Yeah, you're like, you're,
maybe something like that.
You're a breath of fresh air. What I was dealing with was
something. Yeah, you know, maybe something like that.
That just leads me to believe that there's some baggage, and that you may have like a crazy ex-girlfriend, and I don't want to be dealing with.
But we don't have baggage though. Like I know, like I'm not. I don't think I've ever gone out with a girl, and I'm thinking like, yo, this is a clean slate. She's never been with nobody. She never hang out with nobody. She's not dealing with nothing.
Well, I know that. At least from what you told me, Randy, for the first couple of days I had with my girl, you was telling me all sorts of things that wasn't true.
Yes! Yes!
Well, hold on.
But, yes! I mean, my girl was a silent hoe.
Yeah.
Apparently.
So,
and okay. then I found out she was just silent.
And look at us now, 7 years later.
So
we're best friends.
To kind of, okay, so to explain that.
I'm like trying to fix it. I'm like,
so, to go back, so
the do's and don'ts of first dates.
Don't listen to your friends.
Don't listen to your friends, and your friend. Just trust your instincts.
Right. Your friend knows nothing.
So I feel like I gotta clarify that now. So for those of you guys saw met Jana before on previous episodes.
No clarification.
Yeah, but Jana was just around some, in my opinion, some questionable.
Tread lightly.
No, some.
They listen to the show.
Yeah. No, anyways, in my opinion, at the time, Jana was hanging out with some people that looked very questionable, in my opinion.
They were very open to men at the clubs.
Very friendly.
Is that what we could say?
Very friendly people.
Okay, friendly people.
So I assumed, as most probably would, that Jana was very friendly like that. Like, it just, you know.
Okay.
And
you're guilty by association?
Yeah, you know, you're who you hang out with. No, what is this?
He didn't know me.
I didn't know her like that, but...
But you saw her and you're like,
but you know,
I seen her at the club.
I feel like you're looking out for your boy. You're like...
No, and I appreciate that. Yeah,
just like in that...
That's when I brought it up to her, when that conversation came about, I was like, don't fucking lie to me. Just tell me the truth.
I remember thinking like, yo, like, she's pretty, of course. Like, hey, congrats. Like, keep hanging out. Do your thing. But hey, just in my opinion, from what I've seen, like, you may be a little careful. I don't know how things are out there.
I'd be like, you obviously, Randy, we didn't have this conversation. You probably didn't meet my ex. She a hoe, too. I don't have problems with hoes.
Yeah, preach.
So he's like,
if you're listening, we still want you to subscribe. Follow us.
Hey yo ho.
Hey yo bitch. Anyways, so yeah, that's what that is, guys. So it's not that I was trying to like dog and Janet in any way. It's just I really, it's from what
that's
I saw.
Funny, though.
But then again, there were stories out there about me just because of what people
Nobody
saw.
Nobody cares about you.
Okay, Raina, come on, everyone cares about Randy.
Everybody cares. I was.
You married the guy.
He had to bring up the story himself. That's how much nobody cares.
No. I'm just saying, like, in comparison, there were people that don't know you well. They're going to assume things and they're going to say things. Doesn't mean it's true.
Yeah,
I'm glad it wasn't true.
They thought you were tall, dark.
I'm glad it wasn't true.
No, I'm really
glad. This hasn't been proven yet to
not be true. I'm glad that it wasn't true, because if Janet would have been like what I thought she was, then it would have been a different story. You know,
I thought you were talking about your story.
Sean likes hoes, though.
Anyways. But yeah.
Apparently, Sean likes the hoes.
Sean likes it. That should be the hashtag. Sean likes the hoes.
No.
I don't think that should be the hashtag.
That should be on a shirt.
No.
I almost said it because my hoe.
She won't appreciate it.
So,
she gives me foods. She gives me sleeps.
She gives me waters. No, but anyways. So what about this? What about talking about that, you know? That was that little skit was from a comedy show. If you take your girl, if a guy takes you to like a comedy club, what do you feel about that?
On a first date?
Yeah.
So awkward.
I don't know, because me personally, I like comedians that like to balance on the line of like racism and
edgy.
And political things, right? So yeah, edgy, right? Gray area shit. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my girl loves that shit too. But I can only imagine if I brought a bitch and maybe she was holier than thou and I thought she was a hoe and she wasn't. And she's like, oh my God, can we leave? Like, he's kind of offending me. I'd be like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about?
Oh yeah, that's actually talking about that. Like, every time I go to one of those like Seth Rogen movies or anything like.
Oh yeah.
You know, what was the last one?
Raunchy or whatever.
Blockers.
Blockers.
It's funny how out here in Utah, it's just, I don't know if it's that they think they're going to like it and they don't know who's producing this movie, but I always see like, and it's always in front of us, like one or two rows in front of us.
Yeah.
You see the whole family get up and leave. I'm like, why the fuck are you here? You like, do you not know who made this movie?
Like what was it, like Sausage Party or whatever? Yeah, like I didn't watch it in theater, but I imagine some, you know, some white people with their little kids went into the theater and was like, oh my god, this little cartoon, and half the show is them talking about vaginas and penis.
Like, yeah, no, so it's just a funny, like, I always notice that every time, like, for Blockers, for, like, what was it, This Is the End, all of those movies produced by these guys, that, in my opinion, they're hilarious. But then you always see that family that's, like, offended, and they leave. So I can see that, you know, you take some girl to a comedy show, and then it's, like, not what, or maybe the opposite. Maybe this girl takes you to this comedy that's supposed to, that's all, like, clean and just very, like, white, for lack of a better term, just, like, just these jokes that you probably don't connect with, and it'd probably be awkward.
So do you think we're getting to the point where we're just like, do we need to go? Should people start knowing more about the person before they go on the first date? Or should it still be like spontaneous?
I still like the element of surprise of actually finding out stuff about a person in person.
Is it because like maybe you can find out how real they really are? Yeah. And if you're going
to
really connect?
Well, how about, you know, we have the social media that we always have to bring into, like, that aspect into the conversation.
Oh, but I'm going to do my research.
There's Tinder. There's all these things that are just really based on looks. Tinder? And based on, yeah.
That's not a first date.
No, but it's how people initially, like, hook up or meet up. And then, like, after that, it's just...
From the stories I heard, there's still blind dates.
I don't know. I'm just thinking, like... What part does that play into, like, knowing somebody? Because now I think, like, there's a lot more interactions done online that by the time you actually get to meet, hang out with somebody, you've met their online persona.
Yeah.
And now you're just trying to build that. And I just, it makes me wonder again. I wasn't dating around the time that all this started, like the Tinder and all that. But it kind of makes me wonder, like, what do those first date looks like? And
well, they're not, people on Tinder are not looking for dates, I don't think.
No, I don't think, so, okay. So, they may not be looking for a date, but there's people that are Tinder looking for love at the end of the day.
No.
It is a great idea.
I think you're misinterpreting what Tinder is.
No, of course, a lot of people hook up in Tinder, but obviously, I'm sure when they...
Tinder is literally just based on, first of all, the way that you match with someone is all pure physical.
Look, yes.
Pure physical, if you think the person is attractive, and then...
Like,
if you
get big past, titties. Yes, I like that. If
you
get past
that physical part, then you can finally, I guess, see some of their information. I'm assuming, I don't have Tinder, but what I've heard.
But here's the thing, even that, like, and this is just to go off, like, Tinder really all, it, in my opinion, what it does is it just magnifies what it is. Because even in person, let's say you don't know the person, yeah, so, like, even in person, if you don't know somebody, you're going to go up to them and be like, hey, let me take you out for a dance, or can we dance, or, like, hey, what's your name, based on looks. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you're not thinking, like, yo, I'm going to go up to this girl and we're going to hook up and fuck in the bathroom right now. But in Tinder, of course, I think that's Why just not? Magnified. Well, maybe you are. But I think that's magnified in Tinder, you know, it's like, of course, based on looks. And, yeah, you may just be looking for a hookup. But I'm sure there's stories that, like, start like that. You kind of vibe with the person, and next thing you know, you've been dating for 4 months. Like,
yeah, I actually knew a person that they actually got married.
Yeah,
and they met on Tinder, and he was with those kind of guys that were like opposed to social media hookups and everything, and he did it, and shit, they're still married. Actually,
I don't know. I just wonder what that looks like, knowing that that's how you met somebody. You don't really interact much with people these days. Before, again, we may sound like dinosaurs, but in our days, you had no option but to fucking talk to people. But anyways, yeah, I guess now with the social media, with the Tinder and all of those things, it probably looks a lot different. So we just share a little bit about, you know, our experiences, the way that we did first dates, I guess, or our do's and don'ts. Yeah, our do's and don'ts. But I guess for any of you guys out there that are dealing with this new type of dating, right, the Tinder or hooking up, or however you want to call it, leave it below in the comments. Let us know what those first days look like. And maybe if there's something that's like a do or a don't in this new era of like Snapchat and Instagram and DMs and, you know, Tinder, all that good stuff. It's just interesting to me because I wasn't part of that. So
it'll
be interesting. Maybe we can use it as a topic of conversation for next, like a future episode. And maybe we can... And maybe we can just kind of, you know, explore and do some research. I don't know. Maybe bring in somebody that's like a quote-unquote millennial dealing with all these things.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That'd be hot.
But yeah, cool. So for our next segment, we're going to do our 3-2-1. This is for any of you guys that are new to the podcast or any of you guys that don't know what that is. Our 3-2-1 is where each of us talk about something that was impactful for us through the week. Something that was either funny or made an impact emotionally or was sad or whatever the case is. Just something that made a difference for us in the week. So we're going to talk about that. So who wants to go first? Reina? Cool. So what was one thing that was impactful for you, Reina?
So I will say that cutting my hair was very impactful for me. Now that I've cut it, I feel like I was holding on to it. I was holding on to like a security blanket. And now I feel free. Like I feel like now I can do so many different things. I can show my face more. I can just really care about.
Is the next step going bald?
You know, I might have a Britney Spears moment and, you know, shave it.
I don't recommend it.
No, the next step is not going bald. No. Cool. Now, for me, one thing that was impactful and, you know, I guess being here from Utah supporting, you know, the Utah Jazz got eliminated, of course, from the playoffs. And I thought that was going to happen. I wasn't thinking, they're going to make it past the Rockets. You have the hope. You really do. But Donovan Mitchell, crazy, like, baller performance. Put on, I think, was it 22 points in the third quarter of the last game before they got eliminated. So, and just for me, that was just like, dude, this dude is hungry for it. You can tell. And, you know, there's big things hopefully coming up for the Utah Jazz. But it's just interesting to see. And I really hope he gets Rookie of the Year. I think, like, he's shown it. You know, he's shown the drive and the effort and the killer freaking performance. So, anyways, that was for me. What was it for you, Sean? LeBron James sweeping the Raptors. I'm just kidding.
Whatever. Yo, actually, yeah. LeBron James sweeping the Raptors.
That's a good one.
He's, 15 years in.
Makes it look easy, dude.
He really makes it look easy. Don't get me wrong, his teammates this series is finally, you know, helping him out. Because, don't get me wrong, they needed that, too. But, yo, he's going to go to his 8th straight conference final. No one's done it since the fucking 60s. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's just a beast. But,
so, you know, LeBron James, you know, keep watching him. Even if you hate on him, hey, you can't hate the work ethic. Though.
And hey, Drake, if you want to come on the podcast and talk a little bit about your feelings towards the whole thing, LeBron and, you know, the
Perkins Raptors, and all that.
Hey, thing, you know, we're here. Give us a ring on our hotline bling and we'll fit you in. We'll fit you out of time. Anyways, well, no, that was pretty good. So what's next, Reina? Let them know.
All right. So next up, we have the People's Note. It is our version of the quote of the day. And for today, it is, I may not be your first love, first kiss, first sight, or first date, but I want to be your last everything.
Oh, that's kind of hot. I like that.
Like your last piece of happiness?
Did my babies hear that? Because I think I kind of helped write that.
Name. No, that's actually a pretty good one. So you don't care to be the first kiss, or you just want to be the last of everything?
No, fuck that. I want it all. I want to be first, I want to be first, last, I want to be
everything. First, last, and everything.
First, last, and everything.
First, middle, and end.
That's right.
Nah, I guess that makes sense. Cool. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us again for episode 17.
17?
Yeah. We're excited to be able to keep doing this and keep consistently bringing you some good conversations in our opinion. We hope to touch a little bit more on like gray areas. I mean, hopefully we get into some stuff that's a little eyebrow raising. I don't know if that's
for sure. Yeah,
but we appreciate you listening to us, however it is that you're listening to us in any of the platforms that we're available. We really appreciate it. Leave us a comment, a rating, subscribe if you haven't. Again, leave it down below in the comments your opinions about the topics that we talk about or any topics you want us to talk about in the future. We're here for that. We certainly appreciate the love and tune in next week for another episode 18 coming up soon.
Cut!